welcome to Life Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg, a show for providing self-improvement information that has a positive effect, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Dr. Alan Simberg.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. If you want more information about the Tough Talk Radio Network, visit our website at www.toughtalkradionetwork.com, where you will see the wide variety of shows that are offered by the network. If you're not able to listen to any of the live shows, they are archived and available the day of the live broadcast. If you're interested in being a guest on my show or any of the other shows, go to the top of the Tough Talk Radio Network page and click on the Hosted Shows link. Then click on the link to the show that you want to be a guest, and click on the Register to be a Guest link. If you're thinking about having your own show, there's information on the website about that as well. Be a guest blogger with me by contacting me by email, and the address is alan@alansimberg.com. Again, that email address where you can contact me to be a guest blogger is alan@alansimberg.com. If you want to call or text me during the week, my phone number is 281-785-0660. Again, that number to call or text is 281-785-0660. If you want to call into the show with a question or a brief comment, the number to call is 347-989-1363. Again, that number to call during today's show with a question or brief comment is 347-989-1363. And press option 1 to connect with the producer. If you want to just listen by phone, call that number and don't press option 1. You can also message me on Facebook at alan.simberg or at Tough Talk Radio Network, or you can tweet me at Alan Simberg, at Alan Simberg. I want to let you know that this segment of the show is being sponsored by Standard Process. Standard Process is a company that has a farm in Wisconsin, and they grow organic vegetables on that farm. They produce whole food supplements. Whole food supplements are nutritional supplements that are quite different from the ordinary supplements that you might purchase in a pharmacy or that you might also purchase in a health food store. The difference is standard process whole food supplements contain organic vegetables. So they are composed of whole foods. The supplements that you might purchase in a drugstore or in a health food store, if they're not whole food supplements, they are composed primarily of synthetic ingredients. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, so why is that important? Why should that matter? Well, I'm going to explain that to you, because I think it's important that you understand the difference so that you make an informed decision when purchasing supplements. Our bodies were made to operate on whole foods. Foods have many substances in them, both known and unknown. We cannot reliably reproduce synthetically what nature gives us naturally. When you take whole food supplements, you are feeding your body all the nutrients that it needs to help it to attain and maintain the best health possible. When you take synthetic supplements or supplements that have synthetic ingredients, that can help you for a time. But in order for those synthetic ingredients to really be as effective as possible, they have to be able to combine with the unknown substances that are in all foods. Synthetic ingredients cannot do that. So, one of the problems with taking synthetic supplements is that they're harder to digest and they're not always digested, or they're not always digested completely. Another problem with them is, because they need the unknown factors, they combine with the nutrients already in your body so that they can work as effectively as possible. If you do not eat a truly nutritious diet, and quite frankly, that's very difficult to do today. We can do pretty well, but we can't do what we really need to do to the extent that we need to do it. Eventually, what happens is your body becomes or can become drained of the unknown ingredients that you're getting from the good foods that you're eating. And you can end up having the same symptoms that you would get if you were not taking supplements. So that's why it's really important, in my perspective, to either take whole food supplements and or, given the fact that our foods don't contain the amount of nutrients they once contained, to eat foods that are either organic and or locally grown on farms that don't use pesticides and chemicals. Now, Standard Process also, in a sense, has a partner company called MediHerb. And as the name suggests, it's a company that produces herbal products. And MediHerb is housed in Australia. MediHerb produces herbal products that are unstandardized. The positive of that is the herbal products that you're receiving from MediHerb contain the herbs in the form that nature provides them. When you take herbs in that are standardized, in a sense, they're synthetic. They do not have the same molecular structure as when they were in nature. So again, you're not going to get the same benefits that you were getting from the unstandardized herbs. So as you can tell, I wholeheartedly recommend MediHerb and Standard Process. Now, I also want to make mention of something that I really had the privilege of doing several months ago. And that was that I contributed a chapter to a compilation book. There are 27 other authors in this book, and each author contributed a chapter that talked about how they were led to do what they're doing today and lessons they learned along the way. The name of the book is Share Your Message with the World. And it is both an inspirational and educational book. It is both inspirational and educational in the sense that we learn from one another. And when we read about what other people have gone through and how they've overcome their challenges, it can help us to see that maybe our situation is not as bad as we may think it is. And or, at the very least, it can help us to identify a way that we might be able to overcome our challenges in the same way that the author of the chapter has overcome his or her challenges. Now, the name of the chapter that I wrote was How Our Lives Can Be Guided. And if you're interested in looking the book over on my sales page, or even interested in purchasing it, or perhaps even buying it as a gift for someone during the holiday season, go to howourlivescanbeguided.com. Again, it's www.howourlivescanbeguided.com. And you can see a video that I put on that site, and you can also purchase the book from that site. We're going to go to commercial break now, and when we come back, I'm going to talk about a technique that I believe is highly effective and that can help you to learn to manage your emotions quickly and effectively. Go to commercial break, and I look forward to talking with you when I come back.
Feeling burnt out or lost on where to go next? Feeling like you own a job instead of a business, or that your business is running you instead of you running it? Expert business advisor Mike Calderwood can help. Mike uses a personalized, strategic, and proven approach to help you identify what is and isn't working in your business. He'll then help you establish an action plan so your business can thrive. Mike Calderwood, providing you straightforward solutions to gain a real advantage in your business. Learn more at MikeCalderwood.net.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Have you been feeling tired, having trouble managing your emotions, or just feeling out of sorts? The problem could be your vitamin supplement. There is a big difference between synthetic and natural vitamins. Synthetic vitamins do not contain all of the substances that naturally occur in nature. Natural whole food vitamins provide all of the factors necessary to help you maintain or regain your health. For more information, please contact Dr. Alan Simberg at alansimberg.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. During last week's show, I talked about how the enduring nature of emotion contributes to the amount of time it can take to overcome its effects. I also pointed out why using our minds can only help us manage our response to a particularly difficult experience to a certain extent. I identified several energy-based approaches, including NET, which is Neuro-Emotional Technique. Today I'm going to explain this technique because I'm familiar with it and have found it to be quite effective in helping others to manage their stress. Essentially, it is a stress management or a stress reduction technique. What it does is it helps to neutralize the effect of past emotional experiences on current functioning. Now, something that's important to be aware of to really have as good an understanding as possible of what I'm about to tell you is that our bodies store emotion. When we have an emotional experience, that one way of saying it might be that really gets our attention. Another way that we might describe it is that it might be traumatic to a certain extent. And basically what that means is that to varying degrees, your system is shocked by what you experience. And although we don't always realize it, we get what's called an emotional memory of that experience in our bodies. whenever we have an experience from that point forward that in any way resembles or reminds us of that original experience, we react emotionally as if that same thing is happening, or in a way that is similar to the way we reacted when the original event occurred. And most important to what I'm going to be talking about is, because that initial emotion gets stored in your body, it becomes very difficult and challenging to be objective in responding to what may be happening at some point in the future. So I'm going to describe the technique, and then I'm going to talk a little bit more about another use for it, because I just think this is a really important technique for people to be aware of. As I mentioned, not only last week, but as I started talking about this technique today, you can only resolve the effects of a past emotional experience to a certain extent. Talking can only go so far. This technique, and I'm not saying it's the only one, but this technique helps to fill in that gap that talking does not fill. So to describe the technique, basically what you do is you make a comment, you make a statement about something that has been troubling you. So for example, let's say you've been trying to lose weight and you're really upset that you haven't been able to lose weight. You use a statement that starts with okay. And basically what you say is, I'm okay with losing weight. Now, it doesn't mean that you are okay, but what it means is you can manage emotionally the idea that you are not able to lose weight, or it's been a challenge for you to lose weight. When you make that statement, you get muscle tested, and basically what that means is you hold your arm out in a horizontal position, and the practitioner puts gentle pressure on that arm as you say, I'm okay with losing weight. If the arm stays strong, or another way of saying that, if it has a lock, that means that there isn't a problem. But there isn't a problem that's being accessed by that statement. So you may need to change the wording around a little bit just to make sure that we're not missing what could be a problem and just bypassing it. Once we get what we call, I guess I call it actually, a weak response, then what you do is you have acupressure points on the thumb side of your arm. Each of the acupressure points correspond to an organ in your body, and each organ corresponds to an emotion. So through continuing the muscle testing, we identify the emotion that is connected to the I'm okay statement. So let's say, for example, the emotion of anger comes up. Then what we do is we develop what we call a snapshot. It's really a very brief story of the relationship between anger and weight loss. And then we identify the reason why that bothers the person. And I know this may be sounding vague to a certain extent, but I think if you stay with me, it'll all make sense when we get to the end. So we're identifying the problem, we're identifying the emotion, and we're identifying why it bothers the person. And then what we do, we use what's called an energy medicine technique to neutralize, or another way of saying that is to process out the emotion. And what you do is you have the person touch the acupressure point. They put their palm of their hand on the same arm where the acupressure point is being touched, horizontally across their forehead, because the forehead contains emotional points. They are also acupressure points. And when you're touching the emotion, and one way of saying it is that it's a hot emotion or an active emotion, and when you touch the palm of your hand to your forehead, while you're also contacting that acupressure point and focusing on that emotion, allowing your attention to be on that emotion, and inhaling and exhaling slowly and deeply, you actually process that emotion and you help it not to be affecting you in the present time. Then you take your hands away and the practitioner will muscle test again to see if that arm is strong. Now, there's a lot more to the technique. You know, we also determine a point in time of the original event. We're able to identify additional emotions that may be related to the particular event. But here's something that's extremely important to realize. We are not talking about reality in the true sense of the word. We are talking about something that's called emotional reality. And what that means is that we are working with the person's perception. So whatever they think happened, that's what we work with. This technique does not validate or invalidate the truthfulness of any statement or any description of anything that's been experienced. It just works with what the client is presenting. Once we check to see that there isn't anything else, and the terminology is to clear, there isn't anything else to clear, so the emotion is no longer affecting, we've identified the earlier date, which goes along with helping to neutralize the emotion, there are no other emotions, then what we do is we check for a homeopathic remedy. We check to see if the person needs some help in processing that emotion anymore. Now, we also can check for nutrition. We can also do that. And basically, the person will take the homeopathic remedy for approximately 1 to 2 months, pretty much tasteless. It is odorless. It comes in a spray bottle. And it really can make a big difference. Now, I'm going to give an example of something that I used this technique for, just to give you an idea of how effective it can be. I had a client come to see me who would have panic attacks whenever she went to a mall, a shopping center. We did one session of NET, and that person from that point forward was able to go to shopping centers and not have a panic attack. That person also had panic attacks if they ever went to areas where there were large groups of people. By participating in that one session of NET, that person was now able to go to areas where there were large groups of people. Now, everybody is different. For some people, it might take 2 or 3 sessions. For some people, it might take additional things, may take some counseling. But I just wanted to give you that example to let you know how effective and how quickly a person can see results using NET, which is neuro-emotional technique. Now, I also want to let you know that this technique can also be used to help manage pain. Because very often, not always, but very often when we have ongoing pain in any area of our bodies, there can be an emotional component to it. And by neutralizing that emotional component, it can also help to reduce the experience of pain. If any of you have any questions about anything that I've just said, feel free to call or text me during the week. My phone number is 281-785-0660. Or you can email me at alan@alansimberg.com. And also, for all of you who are listening to today's show, we're going to go to commercial break real soon. And when we come back, I'm going to be introducing my guest for today. And I want you to feel comfortable, and in fact, I am even inviting all of you to call in with any questions you might have during the time that I'm interviewing the guest. The number to call with any questions or comments is 347-989-1363 and press option 1. That will connect you to the producer and we'll get you on the air. Now, before going to commercial break, I want to let you know that the preceding segment of this show has been brought to you by Standard Process. Standard Process is a company that has a farm in Wisconsin. They grow organic vegetables, and they use those vegetables to produce whole food supplements. And as the name implies, whole food supplements contain whole foods. And basically what that means is that supplement will have all the known and unknown nutrients that are in all foods that can help you to attain and maintain the best health possible. We're going to go to commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to introduce today's guest.
Are you an entrepreneur? Are you where you want to be? Do you believe that if you build it, they will come? Unfortunately, entrepreneurship doesn't work that way, and that's why you need to read Famous Isn't Enough. In this book, you'll find real-life situations and lessons learned. When all is said and done, there's nothing better than being your own boss. Remember, nothing just happens. You have to put in the work. Famous Isn't Enough is your roadmap. Get your copy today at www.famousisn'tenough.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Join Dr. Alan Simberg and his guests every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time on Life Changing Insights. Life Changing Insights is a show dedicated to providing its listeners with self-improvement information that has a positive effect on an individual's mental, physical, and spiritual being, as well as unresolved relationship issues. For more information or to be a guest on Life Changing Insights, go to LifeChangingInsightsWithDrAlanSimberg.com. Life Changing Insights every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. Before introducing my guest for today, I just want to let you all know that at the end of the show, during my Life Changing Insight Tip of the Week, I'm going to describe a shorter version of the stress management technique that I just described. And this is a version that you can use at home or anywhere that you might be when you're feeling particularly stressed. So when we get to the end of today's interview, if you're interested in hearing about how you can do this at home on your own, stay tuned. My guest today is Stacy Carceres. Stacy is a nurse and an author with over 30 years of experience in healthcare. After examining her own and others' health histories, she developed the Blackjack lifestyle, which helps decrease health problems, including weight loss challenges. Her Blackjack to Lose Fat program was the winner of the 2011 NABE Best in Health Award. The titles of her three books are Blackjack to Lose Fat, Blackjack to Get Your Health Back, and Blackjack to Prevent a Surgery Setback. And now let's learn more about Stacy. Hello, Stacy, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Allen. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. As a way of helping the listening audience to have a sense of who you are and what you do, I'm going to start by asking you to tell us about where you grew up and how your earlier years in life experiences have contributed to what you're doing today.
I grew up out in the country, and I was a very active child. And as I got further along in my years, I became a volunteer at a medical center where I delivered desserts to the people, the residents in the facility. That proceeded on to becoming interested in a certified nursing assistant, which I did become. And in those years, I also was a nanny for several different families, and a lot of them were health care challenged. So I became interested more in the nursing aspect of the nursing field, and I became a licensed practical nurse in 2006. Where I resume today to complete pre-op interviews over the phone for anesthesia for patients coming into our facility to have outpatient surgery and pain management procedures.
Okay, and in terms of your three books and the approach that you've developed, how was it that you decided on the name Blackjack?
Well, I was tired of being a loser. I had tried every diet, every supplement promising weight loss, and I realized that it wasn't weight loss that my body needed. It was fat loss, and I suffered with chronic pain and several health problems, symptoms that were becoming health problems, and I just wanted to become more healthy. So as I proceeded with the first book, which is The Blackjack to Lose Fat, it ended up being 21 sections. And then when I started putting a strength training anaerobic workout program together, it was 21 exercises. So that number just kept coming up, and that's how it became the title of all three books.
That's really interesting. And, you know, I have to say, just from my own point of view, that when I read about the different books that you had written, I thought to myself, boy, what a catchy title. I'd be curious to read that book.
Well, I'm glad. I hope that is the way that everyone thinks about it. It's not a card game per se. It is something that is attainable by most, and it's very easy. There's no limitations. It's a program that teaches you how your body processes food. And eventually you will learn how to teach your body to use, store, and waste everything you consume appropriately so you'll always have the right amount of fat for your brain, your bone structure, and your muscle tonicity.
So now when you're talking about how the body processes foods, if you could please just explain that a little bit more, like what do you mean how the body processes foods?
Well, everything we consume, our body processes. So the first thing we have to think about when we put something in our mouth, especially the first time of the day, is what is my blood going to do with that item? Because your blood is looking for sugar, and it's the appropriate sugars that your body is looking for to give you energy throughout the day, to not become stored as fat, and it will be used appropriately. And then everything after that, your body will process. Your fat, your storage of fat will need to be replenished, and everything else will be wasted through your body according to what your body's needs are, and every individual is different. So it's not a serving size type of program, and as I mentioned, nothing is off limits, but once you learn the combinations of the food, which one of them being very important, which is the appropriate fresh fruit every day with every meal or snack, and just trying to consume meals more frequently in smaller portions.
Okay, so you're saying to eat fresh fruit every time you eat something.
Right, and it's the lower glycemic fiber fruit that we're looking at. It's not a lot of these empty calorie type of fruits that do nothing for the body, because what we also want to do is we want to provide our body naturally with vitamins and minerals and the nutrients that it needs to thrive every day. And that's what people are missing. It's really not that hard to get those into your daily meals or snacks, whichever you have time for. And before you know it, the things that you were eating that your body didn't perform as well with, you notice, and you don't want to consume any of those foods. And that's more like fast foods, non-prepared foods. The best foods are those that are prepared by yourself so you know what's in them. But nothing is off limits. And once you learn that fruit combination, you will lose and store fat appropriately every single time.
How did you learn about that, the idea of combining very low glycemic index impact fruit with each meal? How did you learn to have the benefit from that?
Well, as I mentioned before, I've been on almost every diet imaginable, and I did learn a little bit from each of those. So what I did was the Blackjack to Lose Fat was written, the program was started because I just wanted to feel better. I didn't have any idea I was going to start losing fat. That was not my goal. Losing weight, of course, I don't weigh myself, so I never know what I weigh. That wasn't an issue. I just wanted to feel better. I wanted to be able to get up, go to work, do what I needed to do, and have a good time on my off days. And that wasn't happening. Over 25 years, I spent a lot of time missing out because I didn't feel well. And working as a nurse, a nursing assistant and a nurse, I deal with people that's their life as well. And I just hate to see people in pain, and I just wanted to change people's lives. And so I started the program. I eventually started feeling better. I could incorporate the anaerobic workout 3 times a week. I started losing fat. And I continue to lose fat every day and gain more health benefits as I go along with the program.
And I think you also said that there are no foods that are off limits, and even fast foods are okay to eat. Did I hear that accurately?
Did. And as I mentioned, once consuming meals that are more fresh and prepared, like more like home-style cooking, you won't want to go to fast food restaurants. And there are places that you can get a good hamburger, and it doesn't have fast food restaurants we hear of every day.
So, in a sense, part of what you're also saying is that when we treat our bodies right, they start to make the right decisions for us, in a sense. And in a sense, we kind of start picking the better foods. It almost becomes a natural outcome of eating better.
Yes, and when you feel well, you want to feel that way all the time. And when you think about how many times you struggled with getting up in the morning, just getting up out of bed, you don't want to go back to that. I mean, I know I don't. And that mm-hmm. is for when a lot of people think they don't have a choice and they are dealing with medications and treatments and they're just not working long term. And a lot of them aren't even working short term.
Now, with the program that you suggest, do you also recommend like a certain schedule of eating?
Just more frequent meals. The longer you stretch out meals, the larger your stomach usually expands. So shrinking the stomach and not consuming so much at one time is one thing that a lot of people have to learn, that they can change that. And they can just learn the basic groups and eat as they can. I know everybody can't eat every 4 to 6 hours, but what happens with the body is when you go back to the blood and the blood sugar is every 4 hours or so, depending on each individual's health, your blood sugar usually drops. So if you're waiting until your blood sugar drops, you start having symptoms, or you're waiting until you're hungry, then that's when you're going to binge and crave. So my secret to eating more frequently is to make sure you eat before you become hungry and you learn what your body needs, and then you end up becoming your own schedule with your eating patterns. You're not on anyone else's. Like if somebody says, okay, it's 5 o'clock, it's time to eat dinner. Well, you know what? I might not be hungry at 5 o'clock. So you have to go on your own schedule, and I know that is difficult for a lot of people who have families, but it's just something that's going to have to be learned because of the obesity situation that we have in the United States, and now is growing in other countries as well now as they get fast food restaurants.
So it sounds like, in a sense, you help people to learn their own body's natural rhythms. And you obviously give some pretty clear guidelines, like, for example, don't wait until you're really hungry to eat. Maybe people could become aware of how they feel when their blood sugar has dropped so that they can perhaps teach themselves how to anticipate that and eat before that happens.
That's right. And also, when you do wait until you're hungry and your blood gets the amount of food and what it needs to carry on and get you through the next few hours, is it's going to store it as fat. And that's what's happening, is a lot of people are eating the wrong foods. They're sending their glycemic, index straight up and their blood sugar straight up to the roof. And then the levels come back down, and it's kind of like a spike and crash type of problem that you end up having. And all of that sugar that your blood is supposed to use and provide energy and get you through the day is being stored as fat. So then you become tired and you don't want to do anything. And when you have more fat in your body, you have more tendency to create more inflammation in your body, therefore having more pain.
So I want to make sure I understood what you just said, that by eating more consistently, you're preventing blood sugar spikes, and one of the big benefits of that is that by not having the blood sugar spikes, your body is not so prone to storing whatever you've eaten as fat.
Right, exactly.
Okay. I think that's a really important point that you made. I think people need to understand that, because my experience has been, we all get used to doing the things the way we do it, and we have a certain almost natural resistance to changing. But when people understand the reason behind a change, just as you explained, it makes it easier to accept, because then they also can see the benefit.
Right, and it's a benefit every day. As I mentioned, I'm still losing fat. I didn't realize how fat my back had gotten until it started disappearing, and it's just amazing. And you can't spot train areas. You have to lose them as you gain them. And usually by time we realize we're too fat all over. So people have to realize that it is a gradual process, and as you feel better, you complete the three resistant training programs a week, and you don't have to do them every time. The first year, I couldn't even do it probably once a month because I still was feeling terrible. And as I started feeling better, I started doing more workouts, more exercises, and then eventually I could do the circuit. So it's a building process with changes every day that increase your health benefits tenfold.
And I think that's really a good point that you made. Number one, it takes such a long time to gain weight, or maybe a better way of saying that is we gain weight over time, so we're not going to lose it in a week or two. And if we really focus on losing the weight very quickly, that does more harm than good. And another point that you just made, which I think is extremely helpful for people to hear, is do what you can do, accept what you can do, but just stay with it, because it's not so much necessarily doing something in particular at a particular point in time, it's the consistency that really makes a difference.
Exactly. And I don't want people to really focus as much on weight, because weight is very misleading, because your bones weigh some type of weight, your muscles weigh some type of weight. Depending on how you have, that's going to increase weight, and water is going to increase your weight. And the body is made up of mostly water. So what happens when people go on these programs, which if you look at the small print, which was one of the Blackjack 2 Preventive Surgery Setback talks about, is read the small print. Because the small print is going to tell you right there, if it has small print, then it's not worth it. If there is anything you have to read that's so small you have to get a magnifier out, it's not worth it. And what happens is we're not reading this information, so they're saying up to 30 pounds of weight lost in a month. Okay, well, that's going to be the 30 pounds of water that your body requires that you're now sucking out of your body, because most likely they're not doing any exercise because they think this product is going to promise them what it's promising. And a lot of people don't realize that you can increase your fat content, which I've done for several years over my 48 years. And what happens is you can stay the same weight and still get fatter. So you don't want to suck out the good things that your body needs. You want to lose the fat, which is what our problem is. It has nothing to do with weight. I mean, I've gone down 8 sizes, and I've never been on a scale, and I can tell you I probably weigh about the same as when I started, but it's going to deter me at all because I feel great and I look great.
So maybe something that would follow from what you just said is, in a certain sense, discourage people from always jumping on the scale and look at things more like, let's say, for example, how your clothes are fitting, or if your clothes size is going down, and your energy level, and what you're doing with exercising. Does that make sense?
Yes, because it's not a number on a scale, especially when you're resistance training and you don't have to lift heavy weight to get the benefits from becoming stronger and increasing your bone density and your muscle tonicity. But muscle does weigh more than fat. So as you build muscle, and that's with a lot of programs that I used to be in, and I even had a personal trainer, and I would work my butt off and I'd become so strong, and I've always had a muscular build I always have had that muscular athletic type of build, and I kept gaining weight, and I didn't like that. And that is so discouraging if you go to places that weigh you every week, you know, especially in front of everyone. I mean, it's just, it's degrading. And that's why I say, feel out, look at how you feel, look at the curves of your body, the bones, the shape that your body's supposed to have. Look at that coming back. And then gauge everything that you're doing on that success. Because weight comes and goes. And depending on your health problems, as I mentioned, you can have increased edema in your lower extremities, in your heart, and that's water weight. So water and weight are very misleading.
I think that's a really good point. Well, we've come to the end of your interview, but before we end, I want to give you a chance to mention anything to the listening audience that you have not had a chance to say. And also, please give the title of your books again and your contact information.
Okay. The name of the books, Blackjack to Lose Fat, Blackjack to Get Your Health Back, and Blackjack to Prevent a Surgery Setback. You can go on my website at www.blackjacktolosefat.info and get information about the books and the program. And you can also check with your local library to see if you can check the books out in the Florida library system, public Hillsborough County Library System. They are available. I know you're in Houston, but if you request books, sometimes your library will purchase them. And then if not, they're available through any of your book retailers, Kindle, ebooks, and book and mortar stores.
Okay, well, thank you, Stacy. I really appreciate you being a guest on my show today, and I really think that you gave a lot of valuable information to the listening audience.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, have a great day.
Take care.
Okay, you too. Okay, everyone, we're going to be going to commercial break, and when we come back, I'm going to give my life-changing insight tip of the week.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
As a practical, interactive, solution-focused therapist, Dr. Alan Simberg's treatment approach is to provide support and practical feedback to help clients resolve current challenges and long-standing patterns. With sensitivity and compassion, Dr. Simberg helps clients find solutions to a wide range of life challenges and psychological issues. Dr. Simberg specializes in a number of areas, including addiction and recovery solutions, family, parenting and relationship issues, depression and anxiety, spiritual counseling, and more. Blending conventional and complementary approaches, Dr. Simberg draws on a variety of styles and techniques to incorporate what will be most helpful for each client. Find out more information or contact Dr. Alan at alansimberg.com. Let Dr. Alan Simberg help to enhance your life through effective therapies.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Life Changing Insights. This is your host, Dr. Alan Simberg, and I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. At the beginning of today's show, I described NET, which is Neuro-Emotional Technique. It is a stress management technique or a stress reduction technique that can be used almost any time and anywhere. And as I mentioned earlier today, my life-changing insight tip of the week will be a description of a short version of NET that you can use anywhere, anytime, when you are anticipating being in a stressful situation or if you're feeling stressed. So what you do is, and I'm going to describe it very specifically just to make this as simple to understand as possible. What you do is you put your right hand under your left hand. You place your second finger on your wrist, and you let your other fingers just fall, or place your other fingers on the rest of your arm. Just let them fall where they would naturally touch. Okay? And then you put your palm of your hand, and it's the hand that you're touching the acupressure points on. You put that palm of that hand across your forehead horizontally. So you place the palm of that hand. So if you're putting the right hand under the left, you're putting the second finger on your wrist and letting the other fingers just naturally touch where they touch. You put that palm horizontally across your forehead. You lean forward a little bit, and you close your eyes, and you inhale and exhale slowly and deeply. And what you put your concentration on, or what you focus on, is the emotion that you're feeling at that moment. So if you're feeling nervous, you just imagine yourself feeling nervous. You imagine that emotion. And as you continue to inhale and exhale slowly and deeply, you will notice a slight, subtle shift in that emotion, and you will not feel the intensity. Once that happens, you then switch, and you put the left hand under the right hand. Again, put your second finger on your wrist. Let your fingers fall wherever they fall. Let them touch wherever they would naturally touch. Put that palm across your forehead horizontally, and again, allow your attention to be on that emotion. Inhale slowly and deeply, and that really should make a big difference for you. If you have any questions about that or anything that I've said today, feel free to call me or text me at 281-785-0660, or you can email me at alan@alansimberg.com. I want to thank you for joining me this afternoon. I want to welcome you back to next week's show, next Tuesday, from 3 to 4 o'clock, Life-Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg. I hope you have a great afternoon and a wonderful week. Good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you for joining us on Life-Changing Insights with Dr. Alan Simberg, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.